Today, President Bush visited with soldiers wounded in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. He went to the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, where he met with several dozen injured troops and their families. NPR's Brian Naylor has the story.
Mr. Bush and his wife Laura spent some 2 hours at the hospital on a visit that comes amidst the largest military assault in Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion last year. After stopping in two wards and meeting with 42 soldiers wounded in previous fighting, the president told reporters that he was moved and that he wanted to ensure the soldiers were receiving first-class care.
Every time I come to Walter Reed, I'm struck by the courage and the bravery of our men and women who wear the uniform. Such an honor to meet the troops who've been wounded, and it's so uplifting to see their spirit, their drive to become rehabilitated, their love of their country, their support of the mission.
In his brief remarks to reporters outside the hospital, the president also addressed the U.S.-led offensive against Iraqi insurgents in Fallujah that began yesterday. He said the troops there were, in his words, doing the hard work necessary for a free Iraq to emerge. And he said he offered his best wishes and prayers for the servicemen and women who he said were still in harm's way.
Coalition forces are now moving into Fallujah to bring to justice those who are willing to kill the innocent, and those who are trying to terrorize the Iraqi people and our coalition, those who want to stop a democracy, and they're not going to succeed.
The president offered no further comment on the operation in Fallujah. The White House says he is being briefed on the fighting as events warrant. This was the president's first visit to Walter Reed since March. More than 1,100 American troops have died in Iraq. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The White House.